Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So Abu Shuraih addressed this ruler in a very polite manner. And he told him, give me the chance. Give me the permission to tell you about something that I've heard, something that I've seen, something that my heart remembers seeing the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam say. What did he say, sallallahu alayhi wasallam? After praising Allah and complimenting him, the Prophet said that this area, the sanctuary of Mecca, was made a sanctuary since Allah created the heavens and the earth. So it was not sanctioned by people. It was not made a sanctuary for a period of time. It has been made a sanctuary since Allah created the heavens and the earth. And it is not permissible until the day of judgment for a man who believes in Allah on the day of judgment to shed blood in it, nor to cut a tree of what grows in it or grass. And if someone justified his action by saying that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam fought in Mecca and this is a sunnah, tell him that it was given as a special permit and permission for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam from Allah, and you don't have the similar permission. And not only that, that Allah gave his Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam only a period of the day, a portion of the time, and not for you. And the Prophet says in the second day after the conquest of Mecca, and now its sanctuary had came back to it again as it was yesterday. So no one can do anything that goes against what the Prophet ﷺ has stated or goes against its sanctuary. And the Prophet not only said that, he said that all of you must inform those who were not present today. Scholars say, what is the ruling on executing prescribed punishment, such as killing a murderer, such as chopping the hand of a person who stole? They all agree that if a person makes his sin, makes his crime in the sanctuary of Mecca, then he must be punished for that. And they differed if a person committed his sin or his crime outside of the sanctuary and then fled to Mecca seeking to be secure and safe. And they differed. Some of them said he cannot be punished there. You cannot implement the prescribed punishment on him there. And he has to be forced to go out of the haram area and then he may be punished. Others say, no, you can do that because otherwise people would go and flee to Mecca whenever they make a crime. And this is an issue of dispute among scholars. And we will have one of the hadiths that proves that if a person commits a crime, he is to be punished even in Mecca. However, this is again an issue of dispute, and therefore the reference in it is the ruler of Mecca. And if the ruler of Mecca says it's to be implemented, then it is okay. And if he says no, you have to get him out and then give him the necessary punishment, then it should be done as well. The following hadith is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, and with his father. He said that on the day of conquest of Mecca, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the people. And he said that there is no more migration after the conquest of Mecca, but jihad and intention. And whenever you are called for jihad, you should go immediately. What does that mean? The hadith is not over, but I'm just trying to explain it while giving it to you. The Prophet said that there's no migration after the conquest of Mecca. This is not a general concept. This is specific, meaning that no one migrates from Mecca elsewhere. Because before the conquest of Mecca, all those who accepted Islam in Mecca were forced and instructed and ordered to migrate to Medina, because Medina was the city of Islam and Mecca at the time was not. After the conquest of Mecca, the Prophet says that migration from Mecca is over, but it is still continuous till the day of judgment from any country of the world. And what is the criteria to migrate from any country of the world? Scholars say if you are unable to practice Islam, if you are unable to show your Islam, it becomes mandatory upon you to travel and to migrate to a Muslim country. Give an example, if you are not able to pray in the masjid, they stop you, they prevent you from praying in the masjid. Or if they prevent you from naming yourself or your children Muslim names, if they're preventing your wife from wearing the hijab, if they are not allowing you to eat halal meat, all of these things are part of our religion. If you're not able to do this, in this case, it is mandatory for you to migrate this country or that region, because it's a region of kufr. And then the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, after that there is no migration from Mecca, but there is jihad and intention. So whenever some of the rulers call you for jihad, you should go immediately. Meaning that you may not migrate from Mecca, but you may go out of Mecca if the Islamic ruler requests your presence to fight for the cause of Allah, to make jihad. And it has to be the Islamic ruler, not any Muslim. He has to be the ruler who has the control of the country and who has the army. Once he tells you generally to fight in the cause of Allah, or specifically you are drafted, then you have to respond as the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he goes to say, no doubt Allah Azza wa Jal has made this place, that is Mecca, a sanctuary since the creation of the heavens and the earth, and will remain a sanctuary till the day of resurrection, as Allah Azza wa Jal has ordained its sanctity. Fighting was not permissible in it for anyone before me, and even for me it was allowed only for a portion of the day, which is this hour of mine. So, it is a sanctuary with Allah's sanctity till the day of resurrection. It's thorns. And this shows you the greatness of Mecca and the sanctuary of Mecca. It's thorns, the Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, should not be uprooted. The thorns that no one uses, the Prophet says, it cannot be uprooted. And it's game, things or animals that are being hunted. Its game should not be chased. So it's not only forbidden to hunt, it's forbidden for you to chase it or to scare it. And the Prophet says, it's luqata, which are the things that are found, lost things, that is, should not be picked up except by the one who would announce that publicly. All of this to show you how great and important and different Mecca is, and its vegetation, that is grass and trees, etc., should not be cut. Al-Abbas said, may Allah be pleased with him, O Prophet of Allah, make an exception of Al-Idhkhar. And Al-Idhkhar is a form of plantation that the blacksmith uses, and it is also used for their domestic purposes. So the Prophet ﷺ agreed and said, except the adhkar. From this hadith, we learn that the Prophet ﷺ is emphasizing the fact that Mecca has a sanctuary. No one should uproot its thorns or cut its vegetation, its grass, its trees. But is this general? Scholars say no. If humans plant something or grow something, it's permissible for them to cut. So if humans, for example, grow tomatoes, cucumbers, vegetables, this is permissible for them to cut because they have grown it themselves. But we're talking about the trees, the grass that Allah Azza wa Jal grew and not the humans. then in this case it is not permissible for you to cut. Also, if you find anything that of value in the streets anywhere, you may announce it publicly, and after 1 year it becomes yours, except in Mecca. You can never own it. Whatever you find, you advertise, you announce for it publicly until you die. But you may not get it out of Mecca, and you may not own it. So that is why scholars say, if you find something of value in Mecca, leave it. Don't touch it. Because the owner will come back to it. And it's not your business whether it is lost or something takes it. Unless you're going to take it and give it to the lost and found department. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he said what he had said, even the game, even a rabbit or a pigeon or a deer, you cannot chase it just for the fun of it, let alone hunt it. And this is one of the major sins to be done in Mecca. And there is an expiation for that, as mentioned in the Quran and also as displayed and clarified in the Hadith. When Al-Abbas asked and requested for Al-Idhar to be an exception from what is permissible for the people of Mecca, the Prophet allowed them, alayhi salatu wasalam, to cut this type of vegetation because it was something that they need. And again, from this hadith, we learn that Mecca has a special place, has a special sanctity to it, unlike any other spot in the world. And this is not because the Prophet had made it haram, not because Ibrahim, peace and blessing be upon him, made it haram. It is because Allah is the one who favored it and made it a sanctuary since the beginning of time. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.